Drums beating, schoolboys parading, and scores of people lining streets decked with Russian and Palestinian flags, the Russian leader's visit gave Palestinians a chance to show themselves as ready for statehood. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas welcomed Dmitry Medvedev to Jericho, where the two signed a number of cooperation agreements. The Russian leader inaugurated a Russian art museum in the ancient town and pledged millions of dollars in development aid. The Russian president recalled that in 1988, Russia, as part of the Soviet Union, was among the first in the world to recognize a Palestinian state. He said Moscow supported and will support what he described as the inalienable right of the Palestinian people to an independent state with its capital in East Jerusalem. The words of reaffirmation are what Palestinian leaders have been hoping to hear from nations around the world as they seek international support for Palestinian statehood. It is part of the strategy they are implementing as an alternative to stalled peace negotiations with Israel. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Yigal Palmor told VOA there were no surprises in Mr. Medvedev's remarks.
There's no change here, and there's no reason to be concerned. What we are concerned about, however, is the Palestinians' attempt to evade all initiative to renew direct negotiations with Israel and instead rely on gathering as many expressions of recognition of a Palestinian state as possible.
Talks have been on hold since September when the Palestinians walked out after Israel refused to renew a construction freeze on Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. Mr. Medvedev had earlier planned a state visit to Israel, but that visit was canceled due to a labor strike by employees of the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Jericho.